All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Latin Alternative. My name is Byron Gonzalez. You know you can catch me here every week, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. It is the 9 a.m. hour right now, and we have a special guest in studio today. We got Stephanie Valencia here.
Hi. Buenos dias. Good morning.
Good morning. And who's your friend again?
This is Mario.
Mario.
Yeah,
we got Mario,
he's my co-writer. Yeah.
Hi. Buenos dias.
Thank you both for being here. And you have a few songs to play with us today, right?
Yeah. I'm going to be performing a couple songs for you guys. One of them's from Obstáculos de una Flor. So.
And then we got a sneak preview
later
on.
Yes. I'm so excited about it.
Let's get started. You want to tell me a little bit about yourself, about your music, and what are you trying to convey with your music?
Well, music's my life. It's my yoga, like how I tell people all the time. Some people have running to escape and be able to deal with their emotions, deal with their day. For me, it's music. Music is my escape. It's my place to get away. It's my place to vent. So basically, my audience becomes my therapist. But it's not just that. I always feel like I want to be able to convey stories, life experiences, other people's stories that I've experienced with them, so they can learn something. Hopefully it motivates them to do something different. Some of the songs I've written, like, for example, Creí en Ti, it's about, you know, being cheated on, and hopefully one day or somebody, a girl sees it and she realizes, you know what, I don't need this. You know, I don't need that, and I've been through that. So it's hopefully to inspire other people to make those changes that they need in their life.
Nice. And then where did your history with music begin? As a small girl or
so
in your adult life?
My history with music began, I sang mariachi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I sang mariachi first.
How young were you when you started
I started singing mariachi when I was like 10 years old.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was part of a folklorico group. And then they wanted to start their own little mariachi group, which then led to me getting into mariachi. So I sang mariachi, and I loved it. And I competed all over singing mariachi. And I didn't want to sing mariachi. You know,
really?
I came to school. Well, I did, and then I didn't. I came to school out here, and I went from where other people spoke my language and understood me to me going to a school that did not speak my language.
Okay.
So for me, it became, you know, that peer pressure of nobody's going to understand me. And I told my mom and my uncle, I said, you know, I want to sing something different, you know, something that other people understand. And they turned around and told me no. And my uncle's response was, if you're this good, first off, you should stick to your roots. But if you're this good, they'll love you no matter what language you sing in. And that's what's gonna matter. So Linda Ronstadt became like my entire collection of music. That's all I had was Linda Ronstadt. And then I had my other heroes that they were having me listen to. So started singing mariachi. And then I started singing in cover bands. Once I did the mariachi thing, I got into singing with live musicians,
right,
which I loved. I loved, because then it was people around my age and someone I could relate to, and we could then sing songs that we liked. I was singing Selena. I was singing,
oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
So it became more of a cover band. And then as time progressed, we then decided to kind of be rebellious and do rock and write our own stuff about our problems. And then I was doing rock in English, and still I had that itch of Latino music, because whenever I write music, even in English, I'd write it in Spanish first.
Oh, interesting.
And then so I translate it to English, because that's how my brain works.
Right, right. So that's your, like, first language.
Yeah. And so then I went to, you know, Mario and Dan, my other guitar player, and I said, guys, I think I need to start writing in Spanish again. Like, what do you think? And they supported me wholeheartedly, and we've been at it ever since.
Oh, nice. And how long have you guys known each other as a group?
We've known each other what feels like forever. His dad and my uncle were in a band together.
Oh.
And that's a long time. Yeah, yeah, it's been a long time. So then it became us working together on small projects to large projects. And it just kind of kept going. And from him graduating from Berklee School of Music to then...
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so then for us to be able to, you know, you kind of keep developing, you keep growing, and you keep inspiring, because music is constantly changing, I feel.
I mean, even your own music.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, even my own music.
And that's amazing to have, like, that stability within you guys, and just knowing what you like, what each other likes.
Yeah, it does make a difference. Even for future singers out there, it's great to collaborate with people, but it's best when you collaborate with people and they trust you. Because I trust my, like, Dan and Mario's talent, like, I trust them. So when you start writing together, it kind of takes you to that next level of you inspire each other with new sounds, what's influencing you today, and then they trust me that I'm going to do right by them also on what they're working on.
Nice. And then what's your first song again?
So my first song is going to be Vueltas, which was my single from Obstáculos de una Flor.
And how did that come about? How did that process come?
So Vueltas was actually, me and Mario wrote Vueltas together. And it started as, believe it or not, a completely different song.
Oh, really?
Did not even come out to the song we originally wrote.
So the rough draft.
It was the super rough draft. I think we were in the studio with Anthony and we mastered it. Mm-hmm. And then I kept listening to it, and I was like, guys, I think I could do better. And so I, like, sat with the song. We call it marinating with the song. Let it marinate with you, you know.
Right.
So I marinated with the song, and then I came back in. I said, got a different idea. We got to scratch this, and let's do something very different.
So did the lyrics stay the same, or did the music,
the sound? Lyrics stayed the same, but the melody completely changed. The estilo changed completely. Mm. It went from being... kind of like a gospel-y...
like a poppy gospel sort of type of disco sound.
Yeah.
Not being that at all.
Yeah, to not being that at all. And so, and Vueltas is a song about making changes, so I thought it was, like, so appropriate.
Oh,
like,
my God.
We're making changes, guys.
That is so meta. That is so meta.
But, yeah, so Vueltas is about, like, making changes for people. Voy a hacer vueltas, you know, you say I'm going to make 180s, you know, I'm going to completely change for someone, you know, but who is that going to person be for? So for me, it became, I do it for myself. It's like having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, but maybe for somebody else, it's what they can relate to is for somebody else, that they're going to completely change their ways for someone else.
Nice. Now, with that in mind, I can't wait to hear it.
All right,
take it away, you guys.
Todo el tiempo he pensado si pudiera seguir, y te extraño cada hora lejos de mí. Dime si podré y lo haré, dime si podré y lo haré por ti. Dime si podré y lo haré, dime si podré y lo haré por ti. Sé que no hay remedio vidrio de decir, si te da lo que mereces, si a su lado estás feliz. Dime si podré y lo haré, dime si podré y lo haré por ti. Dime si podré y lo haré, dime si podré y lo haré por ti. Por ti haré vueltas, vueltas haré por ti. Dime si podré y lo haré. Dime si podré y lo haré por ti.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
That was really great.
Thank you. And very different acoustic than I'm sure what you've heard.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I like about this, that you bring your acoustic and it gives our audience at least a different taste.
Yes.
To your version, you know?
Yeah.
And also, so you're from Mexico, right?
My familia is in Guadalajara.
Okay.
But no, I was born here.
Oh, okay. Do you think your music would stand up out there?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about playing out there?
Yes, every day.
Every day.
Every day. That's my dream, is to be able to do a complete tour throughout all of Mexico and all of Latino America.
Mm-hmm.
I visited several parts, which is so funny. I was just in Chile. And Chile, in the airport, all they're playing is our top 40.
Oh, really?
But all acoustic.
Oh,
right, really interesting. You'd be surprised, like the Latino market, there's so much music everywhere. Music is life in our world. And so you go to a restaurant, there's live music. You go to a bar, there's live music. And so my dream is to be able to do a tour in todo Latino America, and then being able to go to the schools, because I'm a motivational speaker, and speak to the kids about, you know, first impressions, giving them that motivational speech of following their dreams, because I feel that that's something that they need as well. Like being a motivational speaker for kids out here, it's something I think everybody sometimes needs. It may not speak to everybody, but every now and then you're going to get somebody that's like, oh, those words clicked with me today.
Yeah, because language is so powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so besides music, what else do you do? I see that you like
stand
up for great causes out there.
Yeah, so I'm a motivational speaker for, I do young girls, and then I do kids that are trying to better themselves. And that started when I was a volunteer for Children's Hospital for their adolescent medicine department. And I was working with at-risk kids who wanted to better themselves. And it's being able to get them through not the future, but being able to see past tomorrow is the big one. Making the right decisions today and tomorrow. So that's kind of words that I live by, is I try not to think so far ahead. I mean, I schedule myself, but I plan for today and I plan for tomorrow. Because that's what's important. What am I going to do today that I did differently yesterday? You know, what are my plans for tomorrow to make better than today? And so with young kids, I do motivational speaking as far as first impressions and how important they are, because that's what's going to make or break any conversation, whether it's a job interview, whether it's a relationship. It's that first impression. It really makes a difference.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then to teach that to little kids, that's very important.
Yeah, it is.
And then along with your music, just like powerhouse.
Yeah. Oh, it's about being true to you, you know. You know, it's so sad that we are constantly told we're not good enough, or there's somebody out there that's better than you and you need to now conform to this. It's now, this is the goal of what the right woman is, the right girl is, the right boy is. And it's not about that. It's being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's actually speaking to you. And that's like my goals, is to be able to reach people and say that. It's not conforming to what you think, what everybody else is telling you in your head. It's what are you hearing and what are you saying?
Nice. And now this next song, what is this song going to tell me?
This one's called Dime.
Mm-hmm.
And this song I wrote because everybody has this. I'm sure one of you is going to relate. Have you ever had that friend that's constantly telling you about their relationship and how messed up it is, but they're still in it?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it became me either coffee or tequila. I was having conversations with friends, them telling me how horrible their relationships were and how horrible their decision was, but they weren't making that change. You know, and in my head, I'm thinking, okay, you know, you just listen. Being a friend, you just listen. You're not in the relationship, so it's not really much for you to say. But in your mind, you're thinking, it's like, what are you going to do today? Like,
right.
Like seriously? Dime. That's what it's about.
Okay.
What are you going to do different today? Que no hiciste la última vez?
And I already heard the song when you released it, and it's like, I liked it. It has that pop punky sound, which I like. It's kind of different from your other sounds.
Yeah.
And then was that a conscious choice, or just kind of?
It became Danny, Mario, and myself wrote this song together, and it became actually one of our first songs we wrote together in Espanol versus our other stuff. And so having Danny in the mix became that next level of, remember how I was saying, you trust and you get inspired, and we came up with Demon.
Cool. Let's hear it. Take it away.
No repitas el dolor que te sucedió, que no ves el veneno de sus besos, las mentiras que pintó con sus labios. He tratado de dejarte en paz, pero duele de verte sufrir más. Dime, dime, dime qué vas a hacer. Te dije, dije, no quisiste creer. Te digo, digo que mereces mejor. Dime, dime qué puedo hacer yo. Ya estamos oyendo el dolor que te ha causado. He tratado de dejarte en paz. Duele de verte sufrir más. Dime, dime, dime qué vas a hacer. Te dije, dije, no quisiste creer. Te digo, digo que mereces mejor. Dime, dime qué puedo hacer yo. Te digo, digo que mereces mejor. Dime, dime qué puedo hacer yo. Dime, dime, dime qué vas a hacer. Te dije, dije, no quisiste creer. Te digo, digo que mereces mejor. Dime, dime qué puedo hacer yo.
Yeah, I love the energy on that one.
Thank you.
As a kid, as a high school student, I used to listen to a lot of punk. So that really, that's why I'm like, yeah, I love that song.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and what inspires your? What musicians inspire your music today?
Whew.
Is there too many to
list? There's just so many. It's like painting a picture. You know, you can't just use one color.
Right, right. It's like a what's called the mosaic.
Yes, it's like a mosaic. Tiles. You need as much influence as you can to constantly be inspired, you know, and for me, it's even scenery. I change my scenery as much as I can when I'm writing. Linda Ronstadt, No Doubt, Mon Laferte, Natalia Lafourcade, Juanes, Maná, Freddie Mercury is one of my heroes. I grew up listening to him. Tina Marie, Selena, Pat Benatar, the list can really, really, really go on.
Yeah, it's painting a picture.
Painting a picture. Yeah.
That's awesome. So what's in store for Stephanie in 2019?
I've been releasing my singles for Soñando en Color, which I'm going to be releasing the whole compilation.
Okay, so there is going to be
it's going to be a whole compilation.
Cool.
We're already working on even the following one. A lot of great things, making new connections. I'm traveling. I'm going to be visiting my familia in Jalisco. I can't wait.
shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to my familia in Jalisco. And I'll be going out there actually pretty frequently. Just a lot of good things, new music, new projects. I'm releasing a new music video with director Philip Forteza, because he's phenomenal. And again, it's all about trust.
Yeah. And you choose really good directors. Like, I've seen your music videos.
Thank you.
They have so much color and some, like, very good cinematography.
Thank you. Yeah, Philip Forteza is a genius and a good friend.
Especially for your last one, Cada Minuto Sin Ti.
Yes.
That was a really well done
music video. Thank you.
There's so many cool shots when he throws in the...
Yeah.
The laundry. It's such a simple shot, but I thought it was, like, really cool.
He really has an eye for it. So I'm working on my next single and music videos with him. We're already working on storyboarding even the next stuff, writing more with my band, performing with my band, El Fuego. So a lot of good things.
Well, I'm excited, and
Thank
I'm excited
you.
To promote and
Thank
all that.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
of
you.
Course.
I appreciate all the support.
Of course, and so you have something unreleased right now that you're
going
to play.
I'm so excited. Okay, so you guys get a sneak peek, and everyone on Latin Alternative gets a sneak peek of this new single before it actually gets...
There you go.
Everybody gets to download it.
Exclusive.
So this song is actually, I'm going to dedicate it to... there's been so much turmoil all over the world.
Especially
with our culture. So I wrote this song after the volcano erupted in Guatemala, the earthquake in Mexico, the hurricane in Puerto Rico. So my people were getting hit all over the place, and
left and right.
I was just getting really down, and you saw all these. We saw so many Latinos get together. Finally unite as one to be able to reach out to everybody. And for me, like, I'm getting chills thinking about it, like, of seeing my gente rise up together. And right now, like, even us with what's going on at the borders, you know, it's having people speak up on our behalf. It's having people speak up for kids. And so today, like, I don't know if you know, the teachers have been on strike, and it's been raining. So I want to dedicate this song to all the teachers that are protesting, because they care about the kids, and they've been out in the rain, because that's kind of what this is all about. It's about being united, because together we're stronger. The ladies' marches, I mean, look how big they've gotten. Unidos, we're stronger. So that's where this song came from. It's about staying united. It shouldn't be that it has to take a catastrophe or a big problem in wherever the world. It's about us always staying united to prevent those from happening. So that's what this song's about.
All right. I want to hear it. I'm excited. Take it away, Stephanie.
La corriente, que las nubes no lleguen, mañana ya brindemos, ya que griten mi gente, y no vamos a parar, vamos a seguir, párense de pie, hasta el fin ya. Fuerte, es tiempo de ser valiente y no vamos a parar, vamos a seguir, párense de pie.
Y no nos dejaremos estar así. Y es así.
so much like rebellion in that song.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Bueno, we're all rebelde in here somewhere.
Exactly. Especially with the guitar.
Yeah.
Well, that was amazing, guys.
Thank
so
you.
That's, what it's is that going to be on that?
That's from Soñando en Color, okay. And that's the next single that will be dropping, so you got the sneak peek.
Yeah, and when is it going to drop so we can anticipate it?
In March. Yeah, so in March we'll have a new music video. We'll have beginning of March, so new music video. I'll make sure that you guys get first dibs on it,
sweet.
So I'll make sure I send it to you.
I know it sounds like a long time away from now, but it'll come
real
quick.
Well, January's pretty much over, so
yeah.
We're going through a lot right now, and so pictures and video, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Perfect. And we can catch updates on your Instagram.
Yes.
Can you give that out, please?
Yes, Miss Stephanie V, MSSTEFNIV.
And that's for your Instagram and Twitter, right?
Yes. And my website is www.stephanievalencia.com, youtube.com/StephanieValencia.
There you go. And she has a ton of music videos on there. Enough to fill your afternoon.
Yeah.
Right after you listen to me here on the Latin Alternative. Well, thank you both for stopping by and playing us your great music.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. It was our honor.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. There's still more music up ahead, so please stick around. Thank you.
Thank you.